It's just like any other day. We're sitting in a stranger's place. You're feeding on fine china and all them other things you crave. I'm passing time playing shadow puppets and connect the dots on your wrist. You're laying down like Sleeping Beauty, but I can't wake you up with a kiss. You double down on spinning barrels. How many blanks is it gonna take? I'm making bets with empty walls. If this next one will be our last mistake, please don't make me watch you tearing apart. Please don't make me pray for lucky stars.
Hello,
Medford.
Hello, Medford.
We're back. This is Sarah in Georgia on the Granola Girls, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Woohoo!
Yay! Happy Sunday, everyone. Hope you're having a great day. It's beautiful
outside.
It's
another beautiful Sunday.
Happy to be here.
Very exciting. So happy to be here, yeah.
I was telling Georgia I just got back from the Tufts Lodge in New Hampshire. It's very exciting. I usually feel a little sad getting back to Tufts after being away for a little bit. But driving back and, like, seeing all the leaves and, like, the sun, the blue sky, you know, I was like, I think it'll be okay.
Yeah, I feel like waking up this morning and seeing, like, the sun, yet another sunny day.
Yet another sunny day.
Who knows how many we're going to have left.
Right.
Because it's November. But just another day to go out and be outside, already done by walking to, you know, going to Trader Joe's and then walking back to a car to drive up.
Right. That counts as outside.
That counts as outside.
That's outside.
Yeah.
So the theme, well, I feel like our theme for today kind of fits the, like, weather and, like, the Sunday vibes, I guess. You know, the Sunday vibes,
the
as
Sunday
they
energies.
Say. The Sunday energies. We're doing a little Gilmore Girls.
It's a GGXGG.
Right. A GG squared.
A GG squared.
If you will.
Yeah.
The Granola Girls take on the Gilmore Girls.
Gilmore, yeah.
Because we had this one in the works for a while.
Yeah.
And then it just, you know, other things came up.
Things were coming. We were outside, actually.
We
so
were.
Then it was like we were going places. We were doing
things. We were doing things.
Experiencing life.
Yes.
But then, like, where they go, we will follow, and that we will always find the Gilmore Girls.
And we will follow
the day.
Where they lead.
Yeah.
Exactly. So we put together a little, you know, mix of songs that, I mean, some of them are, like, from the show. Some of them, I think, just remind us of the show. But, yeah, we thought it would be, like, a fun kind of fall-themed episode. Because I think, like, I've watched the Gilmore Girls in, like, every season of the year. But it just feels like a quintessential fall show.
I have a confession to make right now before we go into this whole show.
Please.
I have only, like, sat down and watched, like, a concentrated amount of the Gilmore Girls twice.
Okay.
I haven't ever watched it all the way through.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to be honest, too. I have not watched the last season. I'll say it. I never finished it.
I'll say that I don't really know where what I watched fell in. I did watch. I watched. So, two times. Very specific times. The first time it was in the winter in February.
Okay.
And I was, if my freshman year of high school, my varsity swim team made it to regionals.
Right. Oh, my God.
So, we were staying
not
in
to
this,
brag.
Like, hotel in College Station, Texas. And Gilmore Girls was a marathon on TV, and so we watched, like, 9 episodes in a row.
Right.
And then the second time was when I was working at summer camp after my freshman year of college, and I was, like, it was my day off, like, with some of these, like, girls who I didn't really know, but we were, like, hanging out, and we watched also, like, 10 episodes of the Gilmore Girls, like, in
Whoa.
A row. So I feel like I get it,
right.
but also...
Yeah.
Every time I see something that's, like, a little too specific, I'm like, But I get it, and I love it.
Right.
But I just haven't had the time to, like...
To sit down and, yeah.
To see it
but
all.
I
but, like, I love
You can put
Rory,
the pieces together.
Yeah. And Lorelai.
Okay.
And they go to the cafe.
They do, you know, Luke's.
And they go to Luke's. Mm-hmm. And then she goes to Yale at one point.
That's true. She does go to Yale.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's interesting, like, liking Rory or not, I think has, like, taken a turn in, like, today's public discourse, especially on TikTok. TikTok, I feel like, has come up every single episode of ours this semester, every single show. But I feel like in high school, it was like, oh, I love Rory. She's my role model, blah, blah, blah. And now everyone's like, I hate Rory. She's the worst.
I do think also, from my limited knowledge, like, high school Rory versus college Rory, they're, like, two different characters.
Yeah.
And so I think, like, if you're in high school and you see high school Rory, she's much more likable than
great.
I think college Rory is.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. So, you know, all these topics and more we'll discuss on this episode. I think we'll maybe get back into the music now. What's our next song?
Next we have a song that I added. It is appropriately about fall, but also just about, like, life and, like, going through life.
And isn't fall kind of a metaphor for life?
It is.
Right?
Because everything falls, but also, like, new things happen.
I don't know. We'll workshop it.
I don't know.
It felt true when I said it, you know. I think there's something there.
There's something there.
We'll come back to that.
Anyway, this is Fall Again by Kath Bloom.
Thank you. can't listen to your call again. I think I'm going with the leaves again. I'm falling to the ground. Horses pass. My memory is on a funny track. I'm riding, but I want you back. 'Cause it's fall again. We called up Howard, what a funny guy, to mow it down and give it one more try. 'Cause it's fall again. My memory is going nuts, it's going wild on me. I try to show you, but you never see that it's fall.
all in my mouth. Only I don't know how they got out. You turn me back into the dark. I was when we met. I was happier then with no mindset. And if you turn notice the stripes, the dirt in your fright. Hope it's right when you die. Old and bony, dawn breaks like a bolt through the hall. Never should have called, but my head's to the wall and I'm lonely. And if you turn to me like Godspeed, all the beggars are done. May they all cut their thumbs and bleed into their buns till they melt away. I'm looking in on the good life I might be doomed never to find. Without a trust, the flaming fields am I too dumb to refine. To me, like when I did dance like a queen of the ice, or as the rest of our lives were fed well.
In search of storms, making up the pavement of less traveled roads, mining for treasure deep in my bones that I never found. When looking forever ends, try to find it in a bottle and came back again, high on a hash pipe of good intent. But it only brought me down. Tried institutions of the mind and soul. It only taught me what I should not know. Oh, and the answer, well, who would have guessed? Could be something as simple as this. Something as simple as this. Traveled to each ocean's end, saw seven wonders, trying to make some sense. Memorized the mantra Confucius said, but it only led me down. Tried absolution of the mind and soul. It only led me where I should not go. Oh, and the answer, well, how could I miss?
Something as simple as this. Something as simple as this. I've been falling, crashing, breaking, all the while you were sturdy waiting for me, Gail. Liberation of my own free will, but it left me looking to get higher still. Oh, and the answer, well, who would have guessed? Could be something as simple as this. God knows how I could have missed something as simple as this.
Something as simple as this?
No, it's so true. So true. I was thinking that.
We were just discussing maybe coming up, we do an expose episode just on the Fault in Our Stars 2012 soundtrack. When did it come out in 2014?
Because I have it pulled up on Spotify now. It says 2014.
Oh, I guess the book came out in 2011 or 2012.
It was right.
Like early, but then in
the movie came out when we were in eighth grade, right? Freshman?
I believe you.
Eighth grade.
I believe you. I was
so off. Whatever year we were in eighth grade?
2013, 2014.
Okay. So I guess 2014 makes sense.
Yeah.
But yeah, an expose, review.
Yeah, discussion. Mm-hmm. What works, what
picking
doesn't.
Picking apart the Fault in Our Stars.
Why did they not put a In the Airplane Over the Sea song? Because I feel like that, like, with the lore.
Wait, the layers to that?
There would be layers, but
they just weren't smart enough.
Yeah, they weren't
that.
Thinking about it.
Yeah. I feel like also Neutral Milk Hotel, the members of the band would have been like, no.
No.
You can't use our song in this movie. And I wouldn't blame them for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they should have. So something I was asking Georgia, based on what they've seen from Gilmore Girls, just your opinions on the three men in the show, because I think that's a highly contended topic, is like, who is the best fit for Rory, and beyond that, just who do audiences like the best?
Right. Me, with someone who's very little experience, I was discussing with Sarah, I think, first of all, I don't know any of their names.
Right.
I think the first one that I saw, because the two sections, sort of, the two, like, chunks of Gilmore Girls that I've seen, the first one was Rory was in high school. And the second one was Rory's in college. And so the college one, I remember there was a guy and she was like trying to like hang out with him and he was kind of pretentious. And then the first chunk that I saw was with Jared Padalecki as Dean. So, and I didn't really have an opinion on him, but I think people don't like him. But in the middle, I know out there, just from what I've seen, there's some man that I missed. And I have to say, I have to say, I think he's the winner for me.
Right.
Just based on, I think maybe it's because I don't know his his character at all. But I love his style. I love what he's bringing to the table visually.
Yes.
I think he reminds me a lot of Kyle from Lady Bird.
Right. I was gonna say that comparison. Like, my jaw dropped.
Yeah.
When he said that.
Which, I mean, if it's accurate, that would be crazy that I could just kind of identify that.
And, like, I feel like it, because he's just that type of guy. But I feel like, you know, compared to Kyle, I think Jess has a little more substance to him.
Yeah.
Someone is calling in.
Someone's calling. we're going
to
keep talking.
I knew how to answer the phone. We're going to keep talking.
We're going to keep talking.
Figure out how to do that. One of our dear listeners.
One of our listeners is calling in right now. I hope they have an opinion.
I hope so, too, because I want to hear people's opinions on this.
So, okay, so here's another thing, is that we talked about these, like, episodes, these sort of sections of Gilmore Girls as defining, as two people who are not from the East Coast, like, exclusively defining our perception of what the East Coast life is like. And so, like, when I was in high school, I just imagined the entirety of Massachusetts and Connecticut and all of these states were Star Hollow, which is not the case, obviously. Somerville is a little bit Star Hollow-ish at times.
Can I request a song?
If that worked, I don't know if our caller's on the air.
Can I request a song?
Oh. Oh, hi.
Yeah.
Oh, he's not on the
Can
air.
Can I request a song?
Well, you know what? I don't think my mic is on.
Oh. Caller? you know, we're working on it. We are working on getting you on the air.
Okay. I want to request a song.
Oh, okay. What would you like to request?
I'd like to hear Breaking Down the Door by Santana.
Okay. Could you repeat that?
Yeah. Breaking Down the Door by Santana.
What was that?
Breaking down
we're having a little technical difficulty right now.
Breaking Down the Door by Santana?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah,
okay.
We can play that. Thanks for calling
in. Yeah, thank you for calling
in. Sorry about our technical difficulties. It's been a while since we've answered the phone.
Yeah. But also, the headphone situation is kind of confusing.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was great
talk. Exciting. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much. We'll play it.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll have a surprise edition. I'm really excited to see how this fits in with our theme, if it does.
Right. Yeah, I'm excited too. So we'll add that to the playlist. Just to sort of wrap up our discussion on the Gilmore Girls Men. Again, if anyone has opinions on that, feel free, you know, to let us know. Dear friend and listener Yashi texted that her favorite Gilmore Girls man is Logan. So we have that one tally for Logan, two tallies for Jess, I would say, for me and Georgia. And yeah, if you have an opinion on this, let us know. And I guess we'll continue with the songs. Sorry again for the technical difficulties, but you know, we're always learning, always growing.
Throw in another one of our Gilmore Girls songs and then play
maybe,
our request.
Maybe we'll play the request.
Okay,
and
we're
then
play
we'll get back to the Gilmore
and then we'll
Girls.
Get back, okay.
And then see how it fits in.
We'll see how it goes.
So this is Breaking Down the Door by Santana.
Got off and looked up. looked into your eyes, the loss open windows all around, my dark heart lit up the skies. Now that I've worn out the world, I'm on my knees in fascination, looking through the night, and the moon's never seen me before, but I'm reflecting light.
Lovely song.
Oh, great song.
Thanks for adding that, Sarah.
Yeah, hey, you're welcome. I was telling Georgia how I meant to add a different song by this same artist, but it's fine because all the songs in the show sound the same. And I was looking up, you know, when did this song play in the show? And apparently this is a song that Luke and Lorelai danced to at Liz and TJ's wedding, if that means anything to anyone
it didn't out mean in the audience. To me, but...
Right. But to some people it will mean something. The song I meant to add plays in the episode where Rory and, you know, Rory and Dean get together and Dean, like, cheats on his wife.
What? With...
You didn't watch any of that?
Wait, isn't he, like, a child?
Dean? No, this is, like, when they're, like, older. Yeah, oh. No, not older, but no, but you're right. But you're right because this is, like, when they're, like, 19 or 20. I think they're, like, 19. And Dean is married to this girl named Lindsay. Yeah, they get married pretty young.
Whoa,
I know.
This is changing my whole view of him.
No, I know.
Which was not very, not very fully formed in the first place, but wow.
Right, because I guess it comes as kind of a surprise, but I think it maybe also makes sense with, like, Dean's kind of, like, you know, small town.
Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. It's true.
It's true.
If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. No, that's true, and it's such a beautiful day today. I really encourage everyone to go outside and go.
No, it's very true. Speaking of fall in New England, we were also talking about how Gilmore Girls kind of, like, affected the way we see New England.
Yeah, as I was kind of elaborating on that a little bit while we were struggling with the phones.
Yes, yes, yes. But as I was listening.
If you want to add your two cents, because you were doing all the heavy
lifting. Was, like, not able to, like, listen to anything that was going on. Well, yeah, I don't want to repeat too much of what you said, but I think I have to agree in that, like, yeah, before I came here for college, I feel like it just, I thought every little town was, like, so cute and little, and I thought everyone knew each other. Not really, but I was like, I guess this is what it's like. And I feel like even now when I go to, like, small towns, I'm like, it's like Stars Hollow.
Yeah.
Even though that's, like, you know, not super fair and feels a little reductive of, like, actual towns where actual people live. But, you know, I think it definitely has, like, affected, like, comparisons that I make.
Yep.
To, like, New England towns.
Yep.
Which is kind of fun, but, you know, just non-New England things, you know, Gilmore Girls. That's your representation, New England.
Yeah.
That's it.
I feel like if I see any place that has a gazebo, I'm like, this is so...
Yeah,
this is just like in Gilmore Girls.
Gilmore Girls, I know. Any place that has, like, a cafe.
Yeah,
like,
a little
this
cafe.
Is like Luke's. Yeah. Exactly.
Going to
people drinking coffee.
Danish pastry house.
Right. This is exactly like Luke's. No, exactly. So I think we'll maybe get to the next song.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
This is another. I think this song wasn't Gilmore Girls also. Like actually in the show.
Maybe.
It is I'm in Love with a Girl by Big Star.
I think it probably was. If it wasn't, it sounds like any song that was in it.
Yeah.
So.
Well, let's hear it.
Yeah.
Good old-fashioned fight. So one is gone. Home to oblivion. Home to oblivion.
This is the last night of the fair. heart requires a schoolgirl is denied. She said, how quickly would I die if I jumped from the top of the parachute? So scratch my name on your arm with a fountain pen. This means you really love me. Scratch my name on your arm with a fountain pen. This means you really love me. And though I walk home alone, I just might walk home alone. But my faith in love is still devout. I might walk home alone. But my faith in love is still devout. But my faith in love is still devout.
I was saying off the air how embarrassing it is to play an Elliott Smith song and then a song by the Smiths, you know, just in a row. But I feel like it's fine because that last song was actually in Gilmore Girls. So that's my reasoning.
If it was
for
in
that.
Gilmore Girls, you have a pass.
No, exactly. I think so too. So in conclusion, what are our final thoughts about this show?
I don't think we got any. Whoa, no, we did. Nope. We were polling our audience about final Gilmore Girls thoughts.
Okay, our thoughts on the Rory cheating with Dean scene in our last minute of the show.
Yeah.
I think, well, the Dean and Lindsay marriage, I think, was doomed from the beginning. So I feel like Rory was just kind of like...
collateral
damage. Right. I was trying to think of the phrase, and then I couldn't. And that's exactly
but it. But I will say, as someone who has no context for this, mm-hmm. I feel like the fact that she knew, like, come on.
Right, Rory. I know. Like it, and she could have been a little more mature about it. And I also think Lorelai's reaction was not very nice because she was like, Rory, you should have known better, which is true. But I think she
could have... But also, it's like if you have history with some... It's like a weird situation to be in.
It definitely is. And, you know, Rory was only like 18 or 19. Like,
what was she going to know?
Right. Like, I think it was bad for everyone involved. But, you know, there are layers to it, I think.
Well, before we go, I just want to say really quick, this has been Gilmore Girls x Granola Girls. Mm-hmm. And you're listening...